Because you get an earful of all that political blah, blah, blah during the week, you are now tuned into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline as we cover the latest in consumer technology in our 21st year doing so. And we thank you for tuning in. And, of course, we talk about all kinds of gadgets and gizmos and products and services available today and into tomorrow. But we only can do that with your help. And that means we'd love to hear you on the broadcast. And that's very easy to do. And when you are heard on the air, asking a question, making a comment, helping another listener, maybe sharing some tech rage, whatever the case, then you automatically will receive some prizes from our Into Tomorrow prize closet. It's really that easy. So either call 1-800-899-INTO anytime, 24/7. I hold your hand through the process, if you will, walk you through it. It's really fun. If you've never done it before, give it a shot. 800-899-4686, or even better, use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app, which is available in your app store. Just search those two words, Into Tomorrow, and we take it from there. Would you like some superior security that also keeps your computer running at peak performance? Well, who wouldn't? And we all need help, it seems. Our next guest joining us now will tell us how they can help you do just that. The CEO of PC Pit Stop is Rob Chang. Rob, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. We see you on TV all the time, and now you're talking about how PCmatic is running for president. If only. That would be awesome. And, of course, you're talking about the fact that you guys are not only U.S.-based, but your support is here, and everything you do is from the U.S. Kudos to you guys for that right out of the box.
Thank you very much.
And you guys, I guess, sell your service primarily through those national TV ads. So folks that have, if they watch any television, I'm sure they've seen you. And you're talking about how PCmatic is all you'll ever need. Tell me a little bit about your product, and then we'll get into some of the details.
Yeah, there's three basic elements of what we tell people on television.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is that we have the best security, and not only did we just say that, but we proved it in independent tests at this point. And actually, nobody knows this right now, but I'll tell you is that we just won another test about 2 days ago.
Ah, congrats.
So it's unbiased third-party testing that shows that we have the best security. The reason why is everybody is using what they call a blacklist. Every other product is using, when they're trying to create a list of every single bad piece of software out there and stop it from executing and removing it from your hard drive. We take the opposite approach. We try to keep track of everything good that's out there. And if it's not on the good list, then we don't let that execute.
Uh-huh.
And for that reason, we're able to catch a lot more bad files than anybody else, and people are more secure. The second thing we do is we also, and this is our genesis, the company is 18 years old at this point in time, is that in the very beginning, mainly we make computers run faster. And so we still have all of that software that we wrote, and that's also included in PCmatic in addition to the superior security. And then, as you noted before, we're the only ones that are made in America. Everyone else, I think, in the search of higher profits, have outsourced their development and the research to foreign countries, including McAfee and Symantec.
Hmm. And you're able to do this for a very inexpensive price of like $50, is it, for the year? And that not only covers you, but covers five computers in your household.
That's correct. It's $50 for five computers for 1 year. And for example, if one computer dies, and then you can just remove that computer, put another one on. So it's 50 live computers.
Hmm.
You can always have on the license. So it is a really good deal.
Now, and Rob, if you're talking about the fact that you do it the other way around, really allowing good things in, I'm assuming that means all available websites that you're aware of and software and various programs, and that if something somehow is not on your good list, can it then be added, or do you do some research? A customer says, hey, I'm trying to download and use this program, and you're blocking it. Do you then have somebody who can jump on it right away and say, yes, we've confirmed it's okay, now you got it?
There's two ways that you can do that. The first one is that there's an advanced mode, and so that instead of just blocking it, you have several options. One of it is to allow, and then there's also always allow, so you can go ahead and set up your own personal whitelist.
Hmm.
As soon as that happens, also it goes straight to our researchers. And our researchers' goal is within 24 hours to determine whether that is, indeed is good or whether that is malware.
Cool.
And so within, if you don't do anything within 24 hours, it will be categorized anyhow.
Okay.
So if you're in a hurry, to go in advanced mode takes maybe 10 or 15 seconds, and then you'll be able to run the application.
Gotcha. So that at least solves the problem for those that say, yeah, but I tend to download a lot of different things, for whatever kind of job they do or whatever work they do. And now that gives them, for 10 seconds, the ability to go ahead and get it anyway, even if it hadn't made it yet to your whitelist.
Correct.
But now, if that works so well, it kind of makes me wonder, why aren't the other companies doing it that way? Why are they still dealing with the blacklist?
We introduced our whitelist in January of 2011, and obviously we're the first one, and still, 5 years later now?
Yeah.
It is still the only one. I think this is the legacy. I mean, the first blacklist was created back in, 1990. And that's the way that they've been doing it ever since, and nobody's really tried to do it a different way.
Well, good. I mean, that says a lot for you guys at PCmatic that, what we do is working, and what they are doing kind of works some of the time, hopefully most of the time, but there's no guarantees, and instead you just keep chugging along and making it happen for your customers.
Right. Actually, it's worse than that. I mean, most viruses are what they call polymorphic, which means that a virus is able to behave the same but look different, like a disguise the virus gives itself. And as soon as it looks different, the antivirus software doesn't recognize it anymore.
Oh, jeez.
And so this is a very common thing. It's called viruses are morphing. Mm-hmm. And if you see all these charts with an explosion in viruses, the number of viruses in there, but the number of incidents has increased because of polymorphism.
Wow.
And so we are the only ones who block polymorphic viruses, and they really can't catch up. As soon as they catch a virus, then they go and put it on their blacklist. By that time, it is no longer in the wild, and it's gone to look like something else.
Yeah, true. Because if it's that easy for the bad guys to change the names and so forth, I like how you talk about keeping your computer safe in today's cyber mafia world, because that really boils it down.
Well, the other big thing that's happened is ransomware. I mean, ransomware is a very real thing, and what happens is that as soon as it gets on there, it doesn't tell you, and it starts encrypting all your files. And once it's done, it says, listen, your computer can't operate, and you have to pay a ransom to get back all your files.
Mm. And that's happening, unfortunately, more and more to more people these days.
It's happening more and more because there's not a good way to stop it other than our product. Our product consistently stops that one, and no other product can consistently stop ransomware.
And I'm assuming that you're able to do all these things without slowing it down, because I'm hearing kind of my audience in my head saying, okay, well, that's great, but now everything has to go through you first, so am I dragging along trying to run my program somehow?
No, the other thing we do is make your computer run faster, right? I mean, so our roots is in keeping computers run faster. So, I use the product we have a lot of customers, and they do it because it works, and also it does not slow down your computer.
Awesome. And let's talk about that for a minute, too. Now we've got it safe, and we're keeping it safe because we're using PCmatic. So now, what about increasing the performance of the machine? How is it that you're able to speed things up for us? And will we notice an actual difference right away?
To be clear, what we're doing is that we're stopping it from running slower. What happens over time, the more you use your computer, it tends to slow down. Windows is, and the older your computer becomes, actually people think that, my computer's old, and it's because it's old that it's running slower, and that's not true. It's because you haven't been doing the maintenance. What we do is maintenance on the computer every single week in order to make sure that it doesn't slow down. So if you haven't done maintenance for a long period of time, yeah, you will see a benefit. I mean, you will see a noticeable benefit in how fast your computer's running.
Awesome. Okay. Well, by
all, if you have a brand new computer and then you run it, it's probably not. It's not going to run, any faster than a brand new computer should run.
Yeah. Right. And that kind of makes sense. I mean, you're not replacing the processor or adding RAM or anything like that. But that makes sense. But you certainly, I'm recommending that my audience check you out at PCmatic.com. Not only I'm looking on your website, $50 for 5 computers for the year, but if you want the rest of your life to be covered by them, it's $150. $100 for those five computers. So you might want to just go that route and save any hassle. And apparently they do mean it when they say PC-Matic is all you'll ever need. But we're gonna run it through a test or two ourselves and be able to talk more about it on the air. But Rob, I love the approach you're taking, and clearly you have a passion for helping folks with their computers.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure. Again, PCmatic.com. We'll get you there when you hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue on the Advanced Media Network.